Tori Whiting, Jay Van Andel trade economist at the Heritage Foundation.
Tori, let's talk about the North American Free Trade Agreement and how you perceive the renegotiation process as of now. And I guess as you hear the Trump administration talk about potentially moving to bilateral agreements with Canada and Mexico as opposed to a trilateral NAFTA, the pros and cons of that approach.
Yeah, so first of all, I want to say that I think renegotiating or improving the North American Free Trade Agreement at NAFTA is actually a really good thing. This agreement was established over 20 years ago. I mean, we didn't even have cell phones back then. So it's important for this agreement to be in the 21st century and to include things like digital trade, services, and other sectors that were left out of the original agreement. Unfortunately, what's happening right now is you're seeing some policies being advanced by the administration that we call these poison pills, where, you know, a sunset agreement so that the agreement would expire after 5 years, which is really bad for investment and bad for businesses to plan. Increasing rules of origin to make it more expensive and more difficult for supply chains in the auto industry to be maintained. And so I think that we need to kind of ditch those policies and focus more on just lowering tariffs and lowering non-tariff barriers between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Now, when it comes to the idea of kind of having a bilateral with Mexico and a bilateral with Canada, I really think that degrades the existing kind of ecosystem that was created in North America as a result of NAFTA. In order to maintain the supply chains that depend on having one set of rules between the three countries, we need to keep that idea intact.
And with agricultural products that are being shipped from the U.S. to Canada and Mexico, having them as bordering neighbors, I mean, just logistically makes a ton of sense. And I would think having all three countries remain in this agreement together, even if it's just strictly from a logistics standpoint, it keeps it simpler.
Yes, absolutely. One of the first things that come to mind for anyone who wants to get involved in trade is what country is closest to us. Geography, location is what's important to us in trade. And when you can trade with someone where your transportation costs are really low, that's going to benefit. And it's going to make it easier for U.S. businesses and farmers and ranchers here in America to be able to prosper and benefit from trade. When you look at having to have markets that are further away, you're going to add on to your costs. So the more that we can exploit and use our close markets, the better off our agricultural workers are going to be.
What can you tell us about Canada's dairy system, their supply management system, and some of the contention there that the U.S. has, and maybe a means forward where if the U.S. can concede on, I think you talked about lumber, if they can make some concessions on both sides, maybe smooth things out.
Yeah, so I think that, this NAFTA renegotiation, like I said before, should be really about lowering whatever barriers still exist between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And so Canadian dairy tariffs are one great example. The U.S. has tariffs on Canadian lumber and some other areas. We also have subsidies on a lot of agricultural products. And so if we can sit down at the table and say, okay, we want you to get rid of this particular set of tariffs, here's what we can give you, that's going to make it easier for everyone. It's going to make it easier for Americans to trade. It's going to make it easier for Canadians to trade. But that should be the focus, and lowering whatever barriers exist, not throwing up new barriers from the U.S. and then saying people should lower them, because we're not innocent in this game.
Tori, anything else on NAFTA that you want to make sure we talk about today?
Well, I think the biggest story about NAFTA is it has been a huge boon for the U.S. economy, and anyone who tells you differently hasn't looked at the statistics. Private sector employment since NAFTA has been implemented in 1994 is through the roof. We've added over 560,000 jobs in America since NAFTA was implemented. And so the idea that there have been jobs lost because of trade is simply false. And so we just need to make sure we're going to keep this ecosystem moving.